From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, April 9th. The city of Chico may be looking to make streets brighter. City staff have been looking into which streets are most in need of streetlights and where funding might come from. They presented their findings to the Internal Affairs Committee earlier this week. The biggest hurdle is cost. It can cost up to $20,000 to install a single streetlight. Councilmember Addison Winslow says the city will rely on community feedback for where new lights should go up.
While it would be cost prohibitive to invest in the whole city getting everyone to the same standard of street lighting, we can pick these particular places where we hear from people that this would improve safety, and I think we're willing to invest in making sure that we're filling in those gaps.
Winslow said older neighborhoods in the area south of Chico State are known to be in need of extra lighting. The committee moved to present the findings to the Chico City Council in the near future. In other news, Yuba, Sutter, and Tehama counties will not receive anticipated federal funds for levee maintenance and improvement projects. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, officials learned late last week FEMA is ending the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities program. The agency described the program as, quote, wasteful and politicized. The FEMA grants would have been used to repair and improve levees along the Sacramento and Feather Rivers. The three counties are represented by Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And California wildlife officials say beavers reintroduced to their native watersheds are working on restoring the wetlands. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife started their beaver restoration pilot projects about a year and a half ago and released a status report Monday on how the animals are doing. Almost 30 beavers were placed in the Sierra Nevada at 5 release sites in partnership with the Tule River Tribe and the Maidu Summit Consortium. Officials say the beavers have since built dams at 3 of the release sites and produced 2 litters of kits. One site has seen the beavers building a network of canals that increase the surface water area by about 23%. The project's goal is for beavers to create wetlands that protect landscapes and prevent drought, wildfire, and other climate change impacts. Also, the National Weather Service in Sacramento is cutting down its reports on social media. The office provides most of the weather information for the North State. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports that yesterday it said both its Facebook and X accounts will have limited monitoring and posting.
The Sacramento office of the National Weather Service says real-time weather information and forecasts will still be available on its website. Weather warnings will also be available through the internet, wireless alerts, weather apps, TV, and other pathways, but updates on Facebook and X will be limited. The announcement comes a day after the nation's weather forecaster said it will no longer provide language translations of its information. It paused the translations because its contract with the provider lapsed and it won't be renewed under the Trump administration. The Associated Press reports the administration has slashed budgets within the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, which runs the National Weather Service, and has led to high employee vacancy rates at weather offices. NSPR reached out to NWS in Sacramento and did not receive a response by deadline. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
And finally, Cal Fire has launched its first wildfire detection satellite as part of the FireSat constellation. The project makes it easier to detect and track global wildfires in real time. It's supported by a partnership between Google, Muon Space, and Cal Fire. When completed, the project will consist of over 50 satellites, and current systems will be updated and integrated into the constellation. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, April 9th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.